Oh, you thought we wasn't going to go to three? Come on. You know we said we was going to three podcasts a week. Welcome to the first week that we have done three podcasts. We can't believe we're here with you. Mm-hmm. Can't believe we made it. It's going to be a good one. Let's get straight to it.
Welcome to the Fantasyland Football Podcast.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We back again for a third podcast of the week. That's right. Expect us to be all up in your ears.
Yeah.
For the next however many months. We got football until March pretty soon. It is July 15th.
Happy birthday to my grandmother.
It's your grandma's birthday, isn't it?
Miss you. Miss you, Tita.
How old is she now?
78.
Sheesh.
Yeah, man. Miss her cooking.
If I get to that age, I'm going to be like, yeah, hell yeah, I did that. Hell yeah, I'm 78 yeah. years old. Hey. You know what I mean?
Bro, that's crazy. Imagine. I can't picture my life at 78. It sounds crazy. I can't.
I know. Yeah. You know that's my biggest fear.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Death.
He's growing old.
Oh, growing old is your biggest.
You said death. Death is your biggest fear. I think death. That's probably everyone's biggest fear. Maybe not. But my biggest fear is just growing old. And I've said this before, but that happened because when I used to work at Apple, I saw across the street at a cafe while I was working at Apple, mm-hmm. this old man, and he was having a coffee. And then after he finished having a coffee, it took him 10 whole minutes to get up from that seat into his other seat so someone else could push him. And I just thought to myself, that is my biggest fear. That right there, that is my biggest fear.
Yes.
And unfortunately, I'm going to have to face it at some point, but mm-hmm. it is what it is. This is a special day,
yes.
Badaki, because we just got off a live stream on YouTube, youtube.com/fantasylandfootball, where we did a mock draft. And during that mock draft, in the last 24 hours, we have had four people sign up to our follower leagues.
Yep.
Our redraft league is almost full, but it's official. Our first dynasty league is completely full, Badaki.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And we're hyped about it, right?
Yeah, so I'm pumped. We always expected this, that at least we hoped that this was going to happen. But now that it's here and it's all filled, it's actually it's a privilege, opportunity, blessing. I don't know, like all those words, all those acronyms. I don't know.
I want to shout out Touchdown Vultures. His mm-hmm. name is Brad, right?
Yeah. Brad.
Shout out to Crypto Cowboy.
Mm-hmm.
I had a great conversation with him. That was awesome. Shout out to Corey Dean and Ryan Miozzi.
Yeah.
Really, really excited to play in the Dynasty League, and some of you are playing in the redraft League as well.
Yeah.
We're hyped for these leagues, man. We're going to tell you once again how you can sign up to them. We are now accepting our second leagues for Dynasty.
Correct.
Okay, so if you want to sign up to our Dynasty League, patreon.com/fantasylandfam to sign up to Dynasty, select Dynasty. Or if you want to play redraft, select the redraft tier. Both of these are filling up. Obviously, one league is already filled up.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to play in both, you can actually select the best of both worlds tier.
That's correct.
You'll be able to play in both leagues and have a nice little discount. And man, we just keep expecting these leagues to grow. And it's awesome that people want to be in these leagues with us.
Mm-hmm.
The last thing we'll say about them is that you're not just getting a league. You are getting a dedicated league that is active, that is one correct. That you can rely on. But correct. What else do you get when you sign up to these tiers?
I mean, you get an exclusive bonus episode. You get our rankings. You get the hotline for Zach and I answering all your fantasy questions throughout the whole season, week to week. You're going to be mm-hmm. getting our advice, our insight of what we would do in our dynasty or redraft leagues and so much more. You know, there's so much more content that's going to be, we're going to be releasing. We have our show as well. We're actually really excited about everything that's happening. And for the dynasty people that want to play dynasty, we're only doing two. Remember that we're only going to do two. As much as we want to do more and more leagues, I think the max that we can do for dynasty specifically is two leagues. So our first one's already filled. Our second one, we hope that's going to be filled with you guys. And redrafts, we're going to have as many as we possibly can, to be honest. Yeah. But Dynasty, obviously, is the longevity of the game. So sign up for that. We are really, really excited.
Yep. One last plug here. Patreon.com/FantasylandFam. Do not miss out on these leagues. Okay, we're doing something a little bit different today. Mm-hmm. Right? What we decided is, hey, we love this community that we have, and we want to know what you want to hear about. So what we've done in our Discord, if you're not in our Discord, I'll tell you what, it's definitely time to join. solo.to/fantasylandfootball. You can join through that link. But this community is popping off. And one thing that we decided to do on Discord specifically is make a channel where you can suggest content ideas. Correct. If you want to hear about something, pop it into that channel and we might make a podcast about it like we are doing right now. Yeah. So the content that we're going to cover today was suggested by the people in our Discord. Let me find who suggested these two things that we're about to cover today specifically.
Okay. Yeah, I completely forgot their names, but I know the topic that we can kind of talk about is the Dynasty.
Well, hold on. I want it to sound nice. Oh, you know what I'm saying? Nice. Okay, like,
yeah, sound nice. If you can't find out, I'll tell them about the solo.to/fantasylandfootball. If you want any of our socials, anything that that we offer, the RSA hook up with the discount code. If you want to join our Discord community, all those things are on there. The link is solo.to/fantasylandfootball. I think those are a great way to kind of get in touch with us in any of our platforms. So go to that.
So these ideas were brought to us by, on Discord, his username is ALMAO, but his real name is Ryan because he just signed up to our Patreon. Oh,
shout out to Ryan
league,
then.
So
okay.
Big shout out to you, man. The first thing we're going to be talking about today, which was suggested again by our Discord, is, are you ready for it? The big reveal?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
We have called this segment the Dynasty Untouchables. Basically, the thought process is, who in Dynasty are you just not trading? These are people that it doesn't matter what sort of trade is sent to you. Mm-hmm. You can't trade these guys. No matter what you get back, they are irreplaceable. So we looked into the question and then we said, let's not just give them the no-brainers. But let's give them maybe people that they don't realize should be untouchables in Dynasty. So the no-brainers, I think you and I can agree on.
Yeah.
These are the no-brainer untouchables. Mm-hmm. Patrick Mahomes, Jonathan Taylor, DK Metcalf, AJ Brown, Justin Jefferson, Kyle Pitts, and George Kittle. Mm-hmm. Those should be no-brainers. If you trade them, you're most likely not going to improve, right?
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes, this dude's got a 10-year contract with the Kansas City Chiefs.
He's different.
Looks like the next GOAT. Mm-hmm. You don't trade him. Jonathan Taylor is the only running back on that list as the no-brainers. Mm-hmm. And I think that's just because of the upside we see for him going forward in Dynasty.
The youth as well. You know, he's a young guy. He did have a great year last year. He definitely is untouchable. Even though I don't like him as high, but he's untouchable for me.
Okay. And then DK, AJ, and Justin Jefferson, those are the three obvious wide receivers. I think it's because of the situations they're in, the talent that they have, and because of the youth. And, you know, out of running backs and wide receivers are always going to have a longer lifespan in the league.
Correct.
Now, Kyle Pitts and George Kittle should be obvious. Mm-hmm. Kyle Pitts, his value is only going to go up from here. Okay, so you cannot trade him. It doesn't make sense to trade him right now because you're not going to get proper value. And the same can be said with George Kittle. People are questioning him, but he's still an elite tight end. He's still young. You do not trade George Kittle. So those are the no-brainers.
Yeah.
Right. Doesn't take an analyst to tell you that. But let's talk about some future kings in Dynasty. Okay?
Okay.
And these are guys that we also consider untouchables, but they're not the no-brainers. So this is where we hopefully feel like we can help you realize, oh, I didn't realize that person's an untouchable, but now that you say that, it makes sense. Mm-hmm. So we believe the value of these players will exponentially be higher next year than they are now. So trading them would be a mistake. Yep. Let's start with the quarterback position. Is there any quarterbacks that are on that list for you? Can't trade them. They're future kings.
I think the one guy that comes to me is probably the guy that I have is Justin Herbert. I think there's no doubt about it. I think he's a future king. We saw what he did last year. Amazing talent. But this actually a bunch, you know, like people that I like to take chances on. Also the rookies, you know, Zach Wilson is somebody that I would like to hold on for the next 1 to 2 years because I believe he has a tremendous talent. Same thing with Trey Lance, Justin Fields, all those guys coming into the league last year or this year. I wouldn't want to be training them for the next, you know, 2 years, in my personal opinion. Yes,
they're we're going to see this a little bit differently.
Yeah, that's fine.
So Justin Herbert's not on my untouchable list.
Okay.
And that's probably going to sound crazy, but I just want to explain as to why.
Mm-hmm.
So we have seen how dominant Justin Herbert can be.
Mm-hmm.
So while I don't think you should trade him, and I probably would not trade him, and there's probably not a trade that would entice me enough too, I think that there is enough value to justify a blockbuster trade, right?
Mm-hmm.
Whereas these rookie quarterbacks are on my untouchable list. So Trey Lance, Justin Fields, Zach Wilson.
Correct.
And I guess the reason they are untouchables right now is because I do believe this time next year, their value will be much greater than it is now.
Right.
So I feel like trading them now without being able to see them on the field would be a mistake.
Yeah. And so that's how I feel. Like, you know, the biggest mistake is that not having the ability to see them play. You know, if you don't believe in somebody like those guys, you're setting yourself up for a loss, essentially.
Yeah. I know. So, and I don't want you to think like, oh, why is this guy not have Justin Herbert there? He's pretty much there, but I hope you get the mindset behind what I'm saying. It's more Justin Herbert is viewed in such a high light in Dynasty already.
Mm-hmm.
You could trade him and still get value and like a Josh Allen or like a Kyler Murray in a deal, right?
Mm-hmm.
Whereas like these guys like Trey Lance, Justin Fields, Zach Wilson, if you trade them right now, I think it's a mistake because their value will be higher later on.
Right.
So,
you know,
that's the only reason I don't have Justin Herbert on the list. But that was a hard conversation for me to kind of come to terms with.
Yeah, you know,
for my own self.
I thought about somebody and it may not be exciting and it may be like way left field. But one guy I can think of is Kyle Trask. Why? He can be Tom Brady's protege. He's going to be underneath Tom Brady for the next, hopefully, 2 to 3 years. Can Kyle Trask really be that guy that takes over Tom Brady's legacy in Tampa Bay? And I'm not saying that you should keep him for the next 4 or 5 years and hopefully that he becomes something special. But, I mean, if you have a taxi squad, keep him on the taxi squad. And if you,
or even however big your rosters are. Mm-hmm. Like, how big is your bench? Because it might not hurt you to keep him.
Exactly.
So the reason I didn't have Mond on there, I didn't have Kyle Trask on there. I think Kyle Trask is a good point, now that I think about it. I think he could definitely be on that list
because
he's just so set up for success.
Mm-hmm. I guess that's
the pathway is very clear.
That's a deep, deep future king there, you know?
But I think we would agree that we can't promise that either of those guys will be fantasy-relevant players. Whereas we view these rookie quarterbacks, Lance, Fields, Wilson, in a very different light. And I know you're probably wondering, well, what about Mac Jones?
Mm-hmm.
I would say Mac Jones is probably on that list as well, but he's just more questionable for me as far as what will his fantasy career look like.
Mm-hmm.
But I will agree that you could probably get more value for a guy like that in a year from now. So it wouldn't make sense to trade him.
Yeah, I think in Dynasty, Kyle Trask could probably still be available in some leagues. He probably is not even being looked at. But taxi squad is a huge thing, so I think that's really exciting. Just be on a lookout. See what happens.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about future king running backs. These are guys that I'm not trading. Okay, it doesn't make sense for me to trade because we wholeheartedly believe that this time next year, their value will exponentially be greater. So Najee Harris, do we agree
100%.
Najee is a clear guy on that list?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I think Najee Harris is in a tier, not of his own, because I do think that there are two other guys in that tier with Najee Harris.
Yes.
And I think those are Travis Etienne and Javonte Williams.
Okay.
Do we agree?
Javonte Williams, yes. I actually have Michael Carter as well on that list.
I have Michael Carter on this list.
Just but not I'm on saying, the tier.
I don't think he's in the same tier.
Correct. Okay, that makes
ETN
sense.
And Javonte. Okay. Yeah. So why don't we just say the full list first off? So you go first.
I really just only have four. It's Javonte Williams, Michael Carter, or five, Travis Etienne, Najee Harris, and for me, it's Clyde Edwards-Hilaire.
Okay, interesting, yeah.
Those are my guys that I believe you shouldn't trade away. And a Trey Sermon. I don't have him on the list, but that's okay. A guy that I
was going to say, I got Trey there as well.
Yeah, and that's probably another guy that I can probably put on that list. But at the moment, I see tremendous value for each and every one of these guys. I know Clyde has already been in the league for 1 year. He didn't have the best start, the best finish, or whatever the case may be, but he's on one of the best offense in the NFL with one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. Why not hold on? Something special could happen there. So that's my personal opinion. I'm doing everything I can to get Clyde on my team personally at the moment. So I could be wrong about that, but that's a king for me. That's really a king. I think he could be something special.
Yeah. Clyde's hard, man, because this year really is going to say a lot about how his career is going to pan out.
Correct.
Right? Like if he just kind of ends up being a nice complimentary piece, then that should worry you going forward in Dynasty, because maybe they'll bring in a guy to be a running back by committee. But I agree that you probably shouldn't trade him because it's more likely that his value will be higher next year.
Yeah, unless you get one of these, unless you're trading Clyde. I mean, obviously we're going to talk about some sort of trade value, but unless you're trading Clyde for, I mean, I can't even think of somebody like the top five, like a Saquon, a Nick Chubb, or Alvin Kamara. Even then, like, he's younger than him, than all those guys. So it's really depends. Just really, really depends on what you prefer.
For me, my list is Najee, Etienne, Javonte, Michael Carter, and Trey Sermon. And I think another thing that could be helpful for you if you're playing in Dynasty is all the guys that we're talking about right now, if you can go trade for them, it would really help you. It would really help you in the future, because at this moment, why are they untouchables for us? Because again, we only see their value getting higher. So if you can go trade for a Trey Sermon, I mean, you could be setting yourself up for a top 15 running back next year, right? Like that's the upside that Trey has.
Yeah.
Think about how people viewed last year's rookie running backs, which was an amazing class. I would argue that last year's class was better than this class. So it's a little bit skewed, but how did people draft Jonathan Taylor, Antonio Gibson, Clyde, Dobbins, Akers, Swift last year? These guys that were maybe a little bit underlooked because of their situations, but now how do we view those players?
Yeah.
In a dynasty league, Jonathan Taylor's going first round, Gibson's going first or second, Clyde's going second, Dobbins second, Akers first or second, Swift maybe in the second or third. So that's how you kind of have to look at these guys on this list. Where will they be in a year's time from now?
Yeah. Exactly.
How do you project that happening?
Exactly.
And then you have to make decisions based off of that prediction, because while you could get it wrong, you have to think about the future in Dynasty.
Yeah. And I think that's exactly what I wanted to bring up. You know, I think people can agree that Javonte Williams is a perfect example, right? Melvin Gordon is there, but Melvin Gordon doesn't have much longer, you know, in the tank. So who's the next guy up? If you know, if you've been listening to us and you know how much we love Javonte Williams, he is the guy. He is going to be that lead back, whether it's this year, towards the end of this year, or next year. So that's why we're saying do not trade these guys. Keep them on your team. See what their value is with their full potential, with a full workload, with a full, you know, 18 game season, because this guy, someone like a Javonte Williams, could finish top 10, top 5, you know, depending on how you really project him. And I think a lot of these guys on this list could be any of those guys.
Yeah. All right, wide receivers. This is a much bigger list.
Same. I was going to say that as well. I can tell you mine if you want. I don't mind going first. I have a couple different, it varies, okay? I'll break it down in rookies, year two, and then kind of a veteran feel, okay? So obviously the rookies, Elijah Moore, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Rashad Bateman, Devonta Smith, Ja'Marr Chase. Those are my rookie guys that I'm keeping. I believe they're future kings.
We're going to have a conversation here.
That's fine. Okay. That's fine. Yeah, absolutely. So,
Ja'Marr Chase is not on this list for me.
Okay.
Okay, and I think the reason is because of where people currently value him. Do I think he is an amazing wide receiver? Yes. But his value in Dynasty is sky high. I mean, there are some people who have Ja'Marr Chase in their top five right now as a wide receiver.
Yeah, some people, not me.
So I know, and I have Ja'Marr Chase top 12, but I'm saying there are people who have him projected as if he has already shown that he's a wide receiver one in this league.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, that's where I always look at what's the value I can get, because I really do think you could potentially get a blockbuster deal for a Ja'Marr Chase. And while you might not have Chase, you also don't have to worry if it just doesn't pan out for whatever reason. We think it's going to pan out, but I think there's a line there where, hey, some people have this guy as a top five guy in Dynasty already. I know you're listening to this. You're probably thinking, no way. I promise you some people have Ja'Marr Chase top five in the league right now.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why he's not on that list for me. Now, it's all based off of what value you can get. I'm not telling you if you have Ja'Marr Chase, just go trade him like for whatever you can. Absolutely not. You do not trade Ja'Marr Chase unless it is a blockbuster. But that's why I can't have him on that list. Now, I don't know if... Did you say Devonta Smith is on that list for you?
Yes.
I also do not have Devonta Smith on that list.
Okay.
And the reason is he's one of those guys where I have a thing about it. He's valued very highly in Dynasty right now. But the issue is, I think, keyword think, his value will be higher next year. But when I really break it down, I just can't promise that his value is going to be higher this time next year than it is this year. And again, I hate to harp on Jalen Hurts, but Jalen Hurts isn't an accurate quarterback. So,
right.
Look, you know what I mean? Devonta Smith's price could be lower. I don't think it will be, because I think his talent will show out. But if someone's going to send me their future for Devonta Smith, I mean, am I really not going to consider that? Because I could get him maybe cheaper next year and get him back on my team.
Yeah, I think it really depends on who you can get, you know, and a lot of the reasons why, because I contemplated someone like a Devonta Smith, but the reason why I have him on the list was because he already has some sort of chemistry, which is, that's what I was trying to look up while you were talking. I was trying to look up the quarterbacks and wide receiver duos that have played in college and also transitioned to the NFL.
Yeah.
I couldn't find a good list, but like every single one of these guys, besides Elijah Moore and St. Brown and Bateman, are pairing up. You know, a Waddle.
Yeah.
A Waddle's not on my list, but I'm saying like a Waddle, a Ja'Marr Chase, a Devonta Smith. All these guys are pairing up back with their old quarterback. There's chemistry there already. You know, like they actually have a massive advantage going in onto the field, which I believe gives them a little bit of an upside being on, like being a future king, in my opinion. They're coming in. Yeah. They're not having to wait a whole year to work with their new quarterback. They're not having to wait, you know, half the season to get in sync with like a Rashad Bateman with a Lamar Jackson. They don't have to wait.
Right.
You know, they know they already have their own signals. They already have their own things.
I get it, but at the same time, what we have to also realize is not to put too much into that.
100%.
And I guess the reason is because the playbook in college and the playbook in the NFL are going to look completely different. Different schemes, different goals compared to these two teams. And the coaching staff is going to be different. The other weapons that are available are going to be different. Mm-hmm. The competition is going to be different. So while I get what you're saying, I'm also like, I need to also take into account how different it's going to be for them.
Yeah.
So, and again, like most of these players are based off of value. So I think if I got a blockbuster deal for Devonta Smith, I would probably trade him, because I don't know if he's going to be more valuable next year. Whereas like, let's like an Elijah Moore, right? Rashad Bateman, I feel strongly that they will be more valuable next year than they are this year. CeeDee Lamb, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Like, I feel very confident in their situations compared to a Devonta Smith.
Right. Okay. My year two wide receiver is, it's actually pretty short. It's only two guys on that list for me. CeeDee Lamb and Jerry Jeudy.
Same.
Those are my two guys that I already have CeeDee Lamb and a lot of stock in Dynasty. Jerry Jeudy, I'm trying to get a hold of. I haven't gotten any stock of him. But, you know, I think it's pretty clear why CeeDee Lamb. He's with Dak Prescott. I think he will get re-signed to the Cowboys if, you know, Dak Prescott, you know, does get a little extension or whatever the case may be. And we already seen him be so amazing. The Twitter versus raving about CeeDee Lamb. I'm raving. We're both raving about CeeDee Lamb. We know the opportunity that he's going to have in year two. Look what he did with all those no-name quarterbacks as well last year. You know, imagine actually having a competent quarterback in Dak Prescott. So that's actually really exciting for me. And then Jerry
Jeudy. I want to speak on Jerry Jeudy quickly. Because he's also on this list for me as an untouchable. You just don't trade away Jerry Jeudy. And I want to do this respectfully, but I would just like to maybe shed light on why people are so low on Jerry Jeudy. And I think it's a situation.
Yes.
100%. Put Jerry Jeudy on the Cowboys instead of CeeDee Lamb.
My goodness.
Put Jerry Jeudy on the Vikings instead of Justin Jefferson.
My goodness.
Now, this is in no way to diminish the talent of Justin Jefferson and CeeDee Lamb, but I just want you to see with a different perspective. If Jerry Jeudy was in a different situation, I mean,
the man,
you would be talking about him very similarly, similarly to how we're talking about these other guys. And all it takes is commit to Teddy Bridgewater, right?
That's
commit to
does.
Teddy, and you could have a top 24 wide receiver. And his value should be much higher next year than it is right now.
Think about it. If you put Robbie Anderson, Jerry Jeudy in Robbie Anderson's shoes, if you put Jerry Jeudy in Robbie Anderson's shoes last year with Teddy Bridgewater, Jerry Jeudy is a better route runner.
Yeah.
He catches everything. I mean, he had a terrible year last year.
Not yet.
He had a terrible year last year. But, I mean, in college, he caught everything.
Be careful.
Okay. But the yard after the catch is also incredible. Like, when he actually has a ball and he uses his space, it's crazy. So, I believe that Jerry Jeudy is severely undervalued, especially, and Zach is right, you know, especially with the quarterback situation. There's a lot of talk Aaron Rodgers wants to go to Denver. There's a lot of talks that Deshaun Watson...
I don't know, man.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know hypothetically, let's just say any one of those two quarterbacks, Deshaun Watson, Aaron Rodgers, maybe even if Fitzpatrick, let's just say he doesn't work out in Washington the year after Fitzpatrick comes in, Jerry Jeudy is so much better.
Yeah.
He's so much better already with Fitzpatrick on the team. So
I get it. What we should do quickly is just actually say everyone on our list.
Okay.
Okay. And then any other conversations we want to have about these guys, we can. For me, CeeDee Lamb, Rashad Bateman, Rondell Moore, Elijah Moore, Jalen Waddle, Darnell Mooney, Michael Pittman Jr., Jerry Jeudy.
Okay.
Okay? Those are the guys on my list. Go ahead and say your list, and then anything we want to discuss, we can.
Amon-Ra St. Brown, Darnell Mooney, Elijah Moore, Rashad Bateman, Devonta Smith, Jamar Chase, Jerry Jeudy, CeeDee Lamb, and Stephon Diggs.
Okay.
That's my only veteran there on my team that...
Yeah, so I like the Diggs. I was really struggling. 27 years old.
Yeah.
Seems to be there for a while. The only reason I couldn't put him on there is I think his value, again, is sky high right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, if I had Diggs and someone was like, here's DK and a first, I'm like, yeah. I could do that trade. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, 100%.
So that's where my issue was there. But yeah, again, Jamar Chase and Devontae Smith could be on this list for me. But again, I really, I think if you get a blockbuster, you take it, man. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think our only difference, I say we talk about our differences because the only difference that we have that I don't have on your list is Rondell Moore.
Do you have Waddle on yours as well?
I don't have Waddle. So Rondell Moore and Waddle are my two guys that I don't
have. You have Mooney?
Yes, I do have Mooney.
Okay.
Let's talk
about Jalen and Rondell Moore. And again, I think both of these guys are in a place where their value is at its floor right now, right? even next year, let's say Rondale Moore and Jaylen Waddle, let's say they both have average seasons. Mm-hmm. Well, Jerry Jeudy have had an average season, but his value in Dynasty, well, no, it didn't go up. But I guess what I'm trying to say is I believe in the situation they're in. I believe that they will be a part of that offense. So in my opinion, I know Jerry Jeudy wasn't in a good situation. I like the situation these guys are in. Jaylen Waddle should be the clear wide receiver one on this team this year. Mm-hmm. And Rondale Moore, I think, fits into the wide receiver two role there for Kyler Murray. So I don't think their value is high enough to justify trading them just yet. If I was to trade Rondale Moore right now, I don't think the return that I would get would justify me letting him go.
Right.
The same can be said for Jaylen Waddle.
I think for me, as much as like value is considered, yes, I could get him. Their value is low, but I'm not excited to have them on my team. Not because I don't believe in them as a player. I just think that it's also their situation. I think if everyone knows how I feel about Kyler Murray, yes, he can keep somebody, a wide receiver, fantasy relevant with DeSean Hopkins. Oh, no. But I mean, I would need a little bit more comfort.
You know what you just did, though, right? Mm. You just combined DeSean Watson and DeAndre Hopkins and made it DeSean Hopkins. Hopkins. Now, that is a guy that you need on your team.
That's a superstar. That's
that's not even a future king. No. That's a king.
But
we're going to disagree. Yeah, and, you know, that's okay.
And I can put, okay. Yeah, and I get it. So I think I need, for me, for Rondale Moore specifically, I need one more year of Kyler Murray really showing me. I guess it's
I can't believe you still don't have what you need to believe in Kyler, but yeah. That's okay. So one of the questions that, you know, was asked with this topic is, can you guys tell us where's the line? Where's the line? So these guys are untouchables, but where's the line, you know, where you're like, that trade's interesting. Maybe I will move that player. You know, I know he's my untouchable, but where's the line? So we'll give you three examples. First one's a real life scenario. Okay.
100%.
And that's when I drafted Elijah Moore in a dynasty league that Badaki and I are both in. I drafted Elijah Moore. He's on my untradeable list. Okay. But I traded him to Badaki. So here's how the trade went. I gave Elijah Moore a third round pick in 2022 and 2023. I got in return Michael Pittman Jr., a 2022 first and a 2023 second. So this is the line, right? And I think part of this had to do with the fact that I was also getting back an untradeable wide receiver in Michael Pittman Jr. on my list. He's one of my untouchables. Mm-hmm. I think his value is going to be higher this time next year. But the other reason is because I got that first round pick and I got that second round pick and I only had to give the thirds in return. So while I think Elijah Moore is the better wide receiver in Dynasty, that was the line for me where I said, this is where I see enough value to justify this trade.
Yeah. And look, sometimes, and this is a great example of like playing with your heart and the upside that you see in a player, because I believe I gave up a lot of my future for Elijah Moore. But if Ole Miss continues this trend with producing amazing wide receivers like a DK Metcalf, like a AJ Brown, Elijah Moore is on the same trajectory, in my personal opinion. He can be that guy. I mean, he's a different type of player. The size, the body, everything, the position that he plays, where in the wide receiver role, he's more of a slot receiver, fast, speedy guy. I believe Elijah Moore is going to be great. I believe he does have the potential to be a DK and AJ Brown type of player. So I was willing to give up my first and second round knowing that the type of player Elijah Moore is. So I think you have to do that with also understanding who that player is, you know, like don't put, you know, oh man, there's a lot of talk about Elijah Moore. I don't really know who he is. Let me watch his highlight. Cool. Wow. He looks good. Yeah. Here's a first and a second. Nah, bro. Right. Freaking love the guy. I love this man. AJ Brown was crying over this guy. You know, like you don't see that every day. So that's why I gave up what I feel like, yes, my future, but for a star. A star that I believe in. If you don't believe Elijah Moore is a star, that's great. Then You know, Zach just he definitely won the trade, but you know, take that with a grain of salt. No, do your research. But that's something that mm-hmm. I did just to kind of give you a little bit of background of why I put all my chips in one basket with Elijah Moore, giving away my future.
So we decided that you and I would also give two more one scenario each of where's the line for us. So what's a player that you said, I really don't want to trade this guy, but here is the line. Has to be this blockbuster.
Mm-hmm. For me, I tried to give real life scenarios, and for me is CeeDee Lamb, you know? I'll tell you the scenario, but let me just tell you why it's CeeDee Lamb. I mean, well, we all know why it's CeeDee Lamb, you know?
Yeah.
The guy is crazy, but for me at the moment, once again, this may sound like too much, or it may feel like I'm really just asking for the world, but I need a first and a pick that a player that I believe in. It doesn't actually necessarily...
I don't think that's... You're not asking for the world at all there. I think you can get more.
Yeah, well, I'm just going to say, it's not a player that necessarily has to be on my untouchables list, but a player that could have the potential to be on my untouchables list. For example, give me a first and... Sheesh, hold on. I have to pull up my list of players. Like, for example, give me a first and Devonta Smith. Obviously, he's on my untouchables list. I'm okay with that.
Wow, really? Because I wouldn't do
that. Yeah, like, it's scenarios. Give me a first and a Rashad Bateman. I'll give you CeeDee Lamb. Give me a first and a Jamar Chase, maybe. But I think Jamar Chase and a first, I think, is a little bit too much. I wouldn't take that trade if I was a Jamar Chase guy. That's kind of the scenario. Maybe it's a bad scenario. Maybe you have a better one, but
yeah, I think you're way undervaluing CeeDee Lamb.
Right.
Okay. That's my.
That's funny because he's on my untouchable. And like,
dude, there's like Rashad Bateman in a first for CeeDee Lamb. You're comfortable with that?
No, I'm not. You're right. I mean, it's not just that. I mean, yes, I'm.
Okay, let me give you an example of where I'm at.
Okay.
Okay, the biggest untradeable, untouchable guy for me in Dynasty is Kyle Pitts.
Mm-hmm.
And I have Kyle Pitts on my team, other than Patrick Mahomes, right? So if I had to trade Kyle Pitts, I really don't want to do this. And this is going to sound outrageous. And that's because I don't want to trade him. So here's the line for me. Give me a 2022, a 2023 first round pick, Terry McLaurin, and whatever is your lowest tiered tight end. And then I will give you Kyle Pitts. Again, you're not going to want to make that trade. But guess what? I don't want to get rid of Kyle Pitts either. This is a guy that I see in the future being a monster at his position. Same with CeeDee Lamb. I mean, I wish I had Rashad Bateman, because I would give you Rashad Bateman in a first right now for CeeDee Lamb.
I guess I hear you on like that does sound a little bit too low. I guess I didn't want to be too crazy. I'd be sending what you just said is this trades I'm trying. I'd be sending to people, and they'd be like, whoa.
Yeah. Well, I'm saying, let's get people realistic scenarios. I don't want anyone going out and getting Rashad Bateman for, you know, trading away CeeDee Lamb for Bateman in a first.
Yeah. I think I personally, it depends. It
needs to be at least two firsts and then a player.
Yeah, exactly. So what I like to do is obviously we like to do a package deal is definitely a thing that Zach and I always like to do. It's a package with a pick, a player, couple players. Package some people. See what happens, you know. Play around with the different players, because these guys that you're trading with, you might not know who they like. Like, you'd think that Darnell Mooney is not too high, but I think that's great value in my personal opinion, as an example. You know, like a low-end value player.
Okay, if you take anything away from this, just please do not trade away CeeDee Lamb.
That's why he's on my touchables and he's on my team, and I am not trading him away.
Okay. All right, we're going to do one more segment for you here, and this is, again, from Discord. It was asked, how do you shop veterans for youth? So let's go shopping, all right? We're going to teach you how to shop veterans for youth. Step number one, and there are four steps. So if you want to write this down, go ahead. Step number one is look for the win now teams.
That's right.
Win now teams are much more likely to give maximum value for your players if they're in a championship window. Okay. Number two, trade before the peak. This is very, very important. Quarterbacks are not in this category, right? Because they last much longer
correct.
Than any other position.
Absolutely correct.
But running backs, I sound like a broken record, but you got to trade running backs specifically well before their peak.
That's right.
Let's look at 2017. Let's look at the top running backs in the league, okay? Number one, Todd Gurley in fantasy. Number two, Le'Veon Bell. Four, Kareem Hunt. Five, Melvin Gordon. Six, Mark Ingram. Seven, LeSean McCoy. Then it goes Carlos Hyde, Leonard Fournette, Duke Johnson. We got Devonta Smith, Jordan Howard, Deion Lewis, Lamar Miller, Jerick McKinnon, CJ Anderson, Frank Gore, DeMarco Murray, Alex Collins, Tevin Coleman, Javarius Allen, and Marshawn Lynch. Those are your top 24 running backs in the year 2017. Guys, that's only 4 years ago. So I hope you get what I'm trying to say. You need to trade before the peak. And I think a running back that we can both agree is probably the best example of this.
Yes.
Is?
The King.
Who is it? Yep.
Yeah, it's the King. It's the best example. We know that he is going to have a regression in the next couple of years. Yes, he had two amazing seasons. Two back-to-back record-breaking. Well, not record-breaking. One record-breaking. The other one was close to record-breaking again. Yep. But he had great seasons. He's an absolute monster. And there's no doubt about it.
Yeah,
but
it's Derrick Henry, by the way. If you don't know who the King is,
yeah, sorry, did I not? I mean, if you're, yeah, he's the King. Okay,
yeah,
I would be starting to trade him. I will be looking for ways to get him off of my team because it's going to come. Julio Jones is now on this team. You know, think about you also have to think about the situation of Derrick Henry. So what I will be doing is shopping Derrick Henry.
Even just his age and like the wear and tear on his body.
Exactly. So you have to be shopping him now because you're going to sell him at his absolute maximum. Zach is always about value. You know, try to get as much value back for Derrick Henry. Here's some guys that you want to trade for Derrick Henry.
Well, I will say this kind of leads us into our third point.
Mm-hmm.
Which is be okay to take a short-term loss to get a long-term gain.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, if you trade Derrick Henry, you need to be okay realizing that he might have a top five season for the next 2 years.
Yeah.
But you want to get maximum value. And I think this is where you get maximum value. So let's talk about, people that we would be okay if we would trade Derrick Henry to receive in return.
Yeah, and it's all about youth. You got to remember that as well. So guys on this list that we can think of is Clyde Edwards-Helaire, Travis Etienne, Javonte Williams, Swift, J.K. Dobbins, Josh Jacobs, Trey Sermon, Miles Sanders. Look, an early first even, you know, a first-round pick, a top first-round pick in a rookie draft is something because you can get a Najee Harris and get the new king, quote-unquote, the new king with Derrick Henry and Najee Harris. So those are some good scenarios, some good running backs that, you know, you can kind of flip for. It may feel like, hey, you're gonna take a loss right now. Well, Derrick Henry, you know, he's going to give me guaranteed points. Javonte Williams still has Melvin Gordon. If you believe in Javonte Williams, he will be great.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
I mean, I am without a doubt taking Clyde, Etienne, Javonte, Swift, Dobbins, Jacobs over a Derrick Henry right now. If I could make that trade, I would. The other thing I want people to know is if you can get a top six pick, and this is only relevant for those who haven't done their rookie drafts yet, but if you can get a top six pick in this draft, pull the trigger. Do it. Make it happen. Yep. You're not going to regret it in 2 years. And our fourth and last point, how to shop. Let's go shopping. Is talk to the owners situation, right? Tell them what they need and how you have the solution, right? Hey, bro, I know you think you're a win now team, but you got Robert Tonyan as your tight end. You know I got Darren Waller. You know I got what you need. Let's make a blockbuster happen, okay? I need youth. You need to win now. I got what you need. You're actually really good at talking to people's situations.
You know, I think if there has to be a fifth point to this shop list, become a salesman, sell something. You know, start young. Do you know? I've been in sales my whole life. I can sell you, I mean, the first scenario is I sold shoes, I sold clothes, I sold watches, sold cars. Mm-hmm. You have to talk into what they need right then, right now.
I mean, you sold your fiance on marrying you?
Yeah, I mean, I got lucky on that one, honestly. but you need to know their situation. Meet them where they're at. You know, that's one thing somebody told me. Meet them where they're at. Sit with them. Understand what their team looks like, who they like, what they want on their team. You know, like that's what you have to do. And that's what I do to every single person. You know, Tommy's a win now team. Okay, cool. CD Lamb, I want your whole team. That sounds crazy. It may sound crazy, right? So if somebody comes in, I mean, I'm going to go on a little rant here. If somebody comes in, says that, well, I'm a win now team, I don't want to give them my top guys, give them a win now player, but be like, I want this, 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 and that. That may seem like a lot. You know, I want 1, 2, 3 players that are your top players, but I'm giving you a guy that's going to help you right now and is going to guarantee you a win. You just have to sell these players. Talk them up. Really. Yeah. That's the biggest key. Talk them up.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think about win now teams. If any of these win now teams have Kyle Pitts and you have Travis Kelce, Darren Waller, or George Kittle, I mean, I'm sending a straight up trade to them. Be like, hey, man, I know you're a win now team. You don't know what Pitts is going to do this year. Mm-hmm. You want a guaranteed top three guy? I got it for you. Like that could be something I'm looking at.
Yeah.
Talk to the owner.
You have to be okay to kind of like finesse your way. Be okay to bullshit. You
know? But also like be respectful, because I think there's a respectful way to be 100%. Like, I got what you need. You got what I need. Mm-hmm. Let's make it happen. Right?
Exactly.
Let's make it happen, Captain.
Well, we're going to be experiencing that this
year. I feel
like
we just did a masterclass.
Honestly.
I feel like we just did a masterclass on shopping veterans for youth.
We need to start a masterclass. Imagine we can have the first masterclass on how to play fantasy football. And people buy that. Have you seen those masterclasses, though?
Yeah, I've seen them.
With like Hans Zimmerman and like how to become a composer. How to become a chef with like freaking, oh my goodness.
How to play fantasy? Have fun. All right, guys, that was fun. I hope you guys enjoyed it. If you want to suggest content, we could be talking about your content on next week's version of this podcast. I hope that you enjoyed it. Badaki, this was fun.
Yep, I loved it. Continues to, like Zach said, continue to let us know what you like and what you want us to talk about. We're excited. Dynasty has filled up. First one. Mm-hmm. Huh?
Yep.
Second one on the move, hopefully. Be the first one. Look, you, listen to me. You could be the first one to be in Dynasty League too. Did you know that?
I watched Captain America last night, like the first one. Uh-huh. For whatever reason on YouTube, I just keep getting videos of Marvel movies. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know if that was you. Yeah.
Right.
And anyway, when you said you could be the one, it made me think of like the army when they're like, we want you to be in the army. Colonel. Captain America wants you. Anyway, let's go watch the rest of these finals.
Suns in 4, even though that's not possible.
Suns in 5. 5. All right, guys, this was fun. A little bit different. Hope you enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. Let us know if you didn't. If you hated it, just DM us. Be like, yo, that podcast was whack. If you liked it, let us know. Drop a review. Always helps on Apple Pods.
All love.
To drop us a review. Mm-hmm. We will see you next week. See you there.
See you there.
Hey. Yeah, you. The one listening to this podcast. You made a good decision today. Keep making those good decisions. You know what? Go ahead and do a little dance right now. Like no one's watching. Because you deserve it.